Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ye bazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mulinyera Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu bugamba butya.
And how is your lives?
Buliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Omwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebiva eri Katonda kitaffe.
Which come from God the Father.
Omwana.
The Son.
N'omwoyo omutukufu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Oye yaliwo.
Him who was.
Aliwo.
Who is.
Era agenda okujja.
And who is going to come.
Okusinzira ku bikulu esula esooka.
According to Revelation chapter 1.
N'olunyiri olwokuna.
In the verse 4.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank God.
Olwakaseera akalungi katuwadde mu kubeerawo kwe.
For the good time is given us in his presence.
Okwongera okutumulisiza n'omusana ogw'ekigambo kye.
To move on and lighten us with the light of his words.
Ogwogerwako nnyo mu Zaburi eya 119.
Spoken of most in Psalms 119.
Olunyiri lwa 15.
Verse 105.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God is a lamp and it's a light lighting unto our feet, even our path. When we speak of that path, we speak of the journey which brought us on this earth, ways as we came from heaven. As it speaks 1 Timothy 6 verse 7, that we brought nothing on this world, and we shall go out with nothing. This is where we came from, and Philippians 3:20 says, because our citizen is in heaven.
Era tulindirira omulokozi okuvayo tunona.
We await a savior from there to come for us.
So ekigambo kya Katonda.
Now the word of God.
Kiriwo okutumulisiza ebigere byaffe n'olugendo lwaffe.
Light our feet, even our paths, that we can reach that our journey. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob, we love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We based in this ministry, new generation with the full knowledge of God,
ate ku mulundi guno okwongera okutubusaako,
and on this time to move reach unto you,
ekitundu ekyokusatu,
the third part,
ekya plan ya Katonda,
of God's plan,
yokulwanyisa enkwe za Satani,
against Satan's devices,
zakoledde ensi yonna,
that's meant for the entire world,
okuva mwaka gwa 2019,
from the year 2019,
okutuuka omwaka ogwa 2022,
reach the year 2022,
yes, yebazibwe nnyo,
praise Jesus much,
ekitundu kyaffe kino ekyokusatu,
this our third part,
kiri wansi omutwe ogugamba nti,
it's under the heading saying,
lwaki akawuka,
why the virus,
aka COVID-19, lwaki akawuka,
why the virus
kaitibwa COVID-19
is called COVID-19
atinga katandika kukola mu mwaka ogwa 2022,
yet it was activated in the year 2020.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo,
praise Jesus much,
njagala nayo webuze ekibuuzo.
I want you to ask yourself that question.
Asa bwe kubula,
where if you fail to get the answer,
olindira okwanukula kwa Katonda,
and you await for the answering of God. On this day,
he
tells you the mysteries. Why the virus is called COVID-19,
yet
it was activated in the year 2020. Praise Jesus much. The explanation, we are going to get it from this scripture. Jeremiah chapter 52. In the verse 12, to entering verse 13,
that's
where we're going to get answers explaining us why the virus which is troubled with the world is called COVID-19.
Atinga kati kiwa mukukora,
yet it was activated
mwaka ogwa
2020. Let's put it there, we hear
Yeremia esuli yatano mwebiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'ebiri.
Jeremiah chapter 52 and the verse 12.
Awo mu mwezi ogw'okutaano ku lunaku olw'ekumi olw'omwezi, gwe mwaka ogw'ekumi n'omwenda ogwa kabaka Nabukadduneza kabaka w'e Babuloni, Nabuzaladeni omukulu w'abambowa eyayimiriranga mu maaso ga kabaka w'e Babuloni n'ajja mu Yerusalemi.
Yes,
omwaka ogwo,
in that year, the 19th year, It has ever been used in the kingdom of the Babylonians. One of the captain of the guards of the army, when he attacked the house of God, when he attacked the city of the living God, when he attacked the people of God. Listen to verse 13, what it says.
Yeremia esuri yatano mwebiri nolunyiriri olwekuminisatu.
Jeremiah chapter 52 verse 14.
Nayo che nyumba ya mukama ne nyumba ya kabaka ne nyumba zonna ezo mu Yerusalemi. Buli nyumba enene ya jochu omuliro.
Yes.
Mwaka gwa kulumba.
It's a year of attacking.
Nyumba ya Katonda.
The temple of God.
Ikanisa.
The church to attack the whole world. Remember, God says, heaven is the throne, earth is his footstool. Which house can they build for him? Means God built heavens and earth to be his house. But in the rulership of King Nebuchadnezzar, in the fifth month, remember around the fifth month, year 2020, the virus was known, realized in the whole world. But it was the 19th year of the rulership of King Nebuchadnezzar. And this captain attacked
to
burn the house of God, that of the king,
defend
the people in Jerusalem.
So,
now that year is mystical in the kingdom of Satan.
And
on this time, they brought it back filled with many secrets. That's the reason why the virus
is
called the name COVID-19. Yet it was activated very well in the year 2020. You think, why was it not called
COVID-2020?
All the long, it
would
be called the name COVID-19 with many secrets. Those God is going to tell you today, you the child of God, you the servant of God, you the child of God, you a person of God, that you can understand what you fight with, this weapon of the devil,
COVID-19,
in the language of the devils,
a
nation serving Satan. It's brought by the commander in the fight of capturing the world.
It
is a commander. Wherever he passes, that's where they take over.
For
they are going to do next the COVID-19 vaccine to be able to rule over all people in the world. Even ID 2021. Those who first heard of in the second part, we finished. Praise Jesus much.
But
these are great to be known below under that heading. There are three mysterious things which happened in the year 2019.
And
they are to affect the entire world till the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. There are three things. These are great to be known under that heading. That there are three mysterious things which happened in the year 2019. And they are to affect the entire world till the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth Praise Jesus much. First in them, you must know the reason why in the year
2019
God commanded the evangelist and the pastor Benny Hinn to repent of preaching the false gospel, gospel of material gains of this world, and the selling of miracles. on the date of 2nd, in the month of September, the year 2019, you're going to know why he commanded him to repent.
For
one of the beginning of God's plan, which fights the mystery of COVID-19,
yes,
praise Jesus much. And it's truthful to repent preaching the false gospel. Because our Lord, when he was sending disciples in the Matthew chapter 10, verse 7-10, he sent them preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. And he speaks saying like this. Matthew chapter 10 from verse 7.
Bwe mubanga mutambula mubuulirenga nga mugamba nti obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunaatera okutuuka. Olunyolw'omunaana muwonyenga abalwadde, muzuukizenga abafu, mulongoosenga abagenge, mugobenga dayimooni, mwaweebwa buwa nammwe muwenga buwa.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo mukututuma.
Our Lord Jesus in sending us.
Okusinziira ku Matayo esula y'10:7-8.
According to Matthew 10:7-8.
Yatutuma tugamba tugende tubuulire enjiri y'obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
He sent telling us to go preach gospel kingdom of heaven.
Era n'agamba nti oluvannyuma lw'ekyo.
And he said that after that.
Okuwonya.
Healing.
Okuzuukiza abafu.
Raising the dead.
N'okugoba emizimu.
And casting demons.
Bigoberere nga.
They should be following. And they are done freely. There is no pain for miracles. But what surprises most, preachers, including the evangelist Benny Hinn, they are turned to preach the gospel of material gains of this world together with selling of miracles.
So
on the date of 2nd, the month of September, the year
2019,
God commanded him that repent to the whole world. That was a very great plan that I want servants of God in the whole world, even children of God and the people of God, most the evangelist Benny Hinn, to understand that mystery, to be able to fight programs of COVID-19. Praise Jesus much. We remember in preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, we have to reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven according to those in Matthew 13. Start from verse 11. Matthew chapter 13 from verse 11.
Naddamu n'abagamba nti mwe muweereddwa okumanya ebigambo eby'ekyama eby'obwakabaka obw'omuggulu naye bo tebaweereddwa. Olw'12.
Fetuweereddwa okumanya ebyama by'obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
We've been given to know mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
Naye abalanga tebaweereddwa.
But others, they have not been given it.
Abaweebwa okumanya ebyama.
Now we're given to know mysteries.
Twatumibwa okubuulira obwakabaka bw'omuggulu okubikkula ebyama byonna.
We were sent to preach kingdom of heavens, reveal all mysteries.
So si kubuulira enjiri y'obulimba ebyenfuna by'ensi.
It's not to preach the false gospel of material gains of the world.
Ozaamu n'okutunda ebyamagero.
Maybe even selling the miracles.
Yes, ngulwaki Mukama Katonda alagira mbuli.
That's why God commanded the evangelist Benny Hinn to repent on the date of 2nd in the month of September in the year 2019. Because he had warned us before, it's a great curse if people change the gospel. This curse of COVID-19 that we want to explain to you, why that virus is called COVID-19, yet it was activated in the year 2020. It was able to get authority and much power after the changing of the gospel in the world perverted. According to those in Galatians chapter 1, starting from verse 6 to reaching the verse 8, and it says like this. Galatians chapter 1 from verse 6.
Neunya kubanga musenguka mangu bwe muti eyabaita mu kisa kya Kristo okugenderye enjiri efanana obulala olinyolo musanvu sindala wabula abantu ababateganya abagala okukyusiza ddala enjiri ya Kristo olinyolo munana naye obanga fe oba malaika va muggulu bwabuliranga enjiri wabula singa bwe mwabulirwa ti singa bwe twabulira akolimirwenga.
Yes.
Ikubanga omoyo omuntu kuva okuyita mutume Paulo.
But because the Holy Spirit through Apostle Paul.
Wagalati yesulene soko nyulo mukaga pakulu omunana.
Galatians chapter 1 from verse 6 to 8.
Ati dem
he gotten afraid.
Akama ndikubanga ndaba.
He said for I see.
Amwangu okuveri enjiri entufu.
And you quickly depart from the rightful gospel.
Enjiri obwakabaka bwakatonda.
The gospel of the kingdom of God. In the righteousness.
Obwakabaka bw'omuguru.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Ugenda eri enjiri endala.
To go to another gospel.
Tisindala naye waliwo abantu abagala okukyusiza ddala enjiri ya Kristo.
Another party of people want change the gospel of Christ.
Nina agamba kabe malaika.
But he said for an angel.
Webaruwe gambi bokubera anti evaje bali.
Let us say to come from them.
Ibulire njiri endala.
Preaching another gospel.
Babere maso nokolimirwa.
Let them move beyond be cast.
Kale mu kigambe ekyo.
Now in that word.
Mukama katonda alagira ombulizi wenjiri.
The Lord God commanded the evangelist.
Na Pastor Benny Hinn.
And the Pastor Benny Hinn.
Okwenenya okuba entandikwa y'abantu
bonna. Repenting to be the beginning of all people.
Okuba entandikwa y'abaweereza ba Katonda okwetu n'ensi yonna.
Be the beginning of servants of God all over the world.
Okwenenya okubuli enjiri y'ebyenfuna byensi.
Repent for preaching the gospel of material gains of the world.
Wamo n'okutunda ebyamagero.
Together with selling of miracles.
Banga jaleta ebikolimo.
For it broadcasts many curses in the world.
Singira n'ekivirako ekikolimo kya COVID-19.
Most it caused the curse of COVID-19.
Okwegazanya nnyo mu biro bino.
To spread much in the seasons.
Mukirabikide.
Where it has appeared.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Echo kubiri
the second
mwebyo ebintu ebiyekyama
in those mysterious things
ebibadde mu mwaka ogwa 2019
happened in the year 2019
eranga bya kukose ensi yonna
in the at affect the entire world
kusoko kudo ko kubiri okwa mukama wa Yesu Kristo
the second coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ
ne koma yuriye mirembe
and the end of the earth
weta go kumanya
you need to know
lwachi mwaka gwa 2019
why in the year 2019
katonda yayolisa omubulizi wenjiri Benny Hinn
God envisioned the evangelist Benny Hinn
kuntambula yomoyo mutukufu eyamanyi ne revival nokudizibwa obujje
of the mighty move of the Holy Spirit revival and restoration
okuva mu Uganda
from Uganda
wotunatukira omwaka ogwa 2022
the time we shall reach the year 2022
eranga bino katonda yabyole sumbulizi wenjiri Benny Hinn
and this God a vision them to evangelist Benny Hinn
nakuzo mwezi nga 13
it was date of 14
omwezi ogwe 10
the month of October
omwaka 2019
the year 2019
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kugambye ekyo kubiri.
I've told you the second.
Kwebi ebintu ebyecha maybe abawo mwako gwa 2019.
The mysterious things which happened in the year 2019.
Ebyo okukosa ANC.
Supposed to affect the entire world.
Okutuuka okudda kwa mukama wa Yesu Kristo okukubira.
Till the second coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the end of the earth.
Ulina okumanya lwaki.
You have to know why.
Mwako gwa 2019.
The year 2019.
Katonda yayolisa omubulizi wenjiri Benny Hinn.
God envisioned the evangelist Benny Hinn.
Ntambula yomoyo mutukuvu yamanyi.
In the mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
Ne revival nokudizibwa obujja.
With revival and restoration.
Okwe bintu byonna.
Of all things.
Okuva mu Uganda.
To come from Uganda.
Mu mwaka ogwa 2019. Ogwa 2022
by the year 2022
irangi cyo yakimo risange nakoze mwezi 13
and that year vision demon on the date of 14
omwezi ogwe 10
the month of October
omwaka
the year
ogwa 2019 yes yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
ichamejo
that mystery
cyajjamu rwensonge
it came in because of one reason
usinzira ku party iyo kubiri gitwara byo kusuka
according to the second part we saw before of satan's devices
against you now
against the entire world in the year 2021
ndi yakuvunika bintu byonna
that is to turn upside down all things
kigena kweta gisoku biviving
it is going to need to revive them back
naye you know kulembera moyo moyo mutukufu
but the one to lead that work is the Holy Spirit
kubanga yatumibwa ne bitonde
because was the one was sent and they are created
kusinzira ku zaburi ya 14
according to Psalms 104
oronyiri orwa makumi ya
7 verse 30
lugamba bwiru
it says like this
zaburi esule ya 14 no oronyiri orwa makumi ya 7
Psalms 104 in the verse 30
Otumo moyo go nebitondebwa Yes. He
sends his spirit and they are created. And if he's to renew, revive them, still he sends the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
It's the reason why after the evangelist Ben Hinn's repentance
for
preaching gospel material gains of the world on the date of 2nd in the month of September the year 2019, still on the date of
13
in the month of October
in
the year 2019, God gave him a vision which showed the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival
and
restoration of all things facing in the nation of Uganda. And by the time we reach year 2022, that work would have spread the whole world. But the intention of fighting the other virus known as COVID-19, even though
it began
to be activated in the year 2020, there are things we move on to understand. We know of it that prepares the coming back of the Lord Jesus, the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival and restoration of all things. That's why it speaks in the Acts chapter 3 verses 20 even 21. He speaks saying like this. Acts chapter 3 from verse 20.
Katonda bye yogereranga mukama ka bannabbibi abatukuvu abaliwo okuva ku rubereberye.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Mukama wa Yesu Kristo yatwalibwa mu ggulu.
Our Lord Jesus was taken into heaven.
Okudda kwe
is coming back. The second coming.
Wakubawo
it's to happen.
Ngebintu byonna bimaze okudizibwa obujja.
All things have been revived.
Byonna byayogerwa okuva ku bannabbi abaasooka.
All which were spoken from the initial first prophets.
But they
are revived.
And
most of all, they have been spoiled by this virus known as
COVID-19.
Because we saw in the second
part
that many things are going to move on, be overturned. But they must change the gospel. That's why there was a repentance in the same year of the worldwide evangelist. Evangelist Benny Hinn.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Now those three mysteries which happened in the year 2019, and they are to reach a lot of things to this world till the second coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. The third, you have to know the reason why that virus known as COVID-19, yet it was activated in the year 2020. According to God's prophecy that he gave us
here at
the Ministry of Knowledge of God National Ministries on the date of 31st the month of December, the year 2019. We remember in that prophecy, God told us that the year 2020, it is not a joking year. It has never been under the sun. Because in that year, Satan is going to launch within it his most extreme evil works. And he told us even a sickness, even sickness, more fatal than HIV. But God promised us to raise a standard. But what you have to know, that the sickness of coronavirus, it's a sickness which was made. It was made by the devils as they connived with the nations which departed from the Lord, or nations which forget God. Praise Jesus much. When you read in 2 Chronicles chapter 6 verses 28, that sickness known as COVID-19 pandemic, it falls in the sicknesses called blastings.
Sickness
made and planned by human beings. When you're
going
to move and know why it's called COVID-19. Because we show you that in that 19th year,
it's
ever been used in the kingdom of Satan. And just come back again. Let's first read this scripture. 2 Chronicles chapter 6.
If you mirembe chokubiri, esule yomukaga,
Second Chronicles chapter 6 verse 28.
Bwana banga munsi enjala. Bwana banga kawumpuli. Bwana banga okugenge wala.
Let's read English.
Second Chronicles chapter 6 verse 28.
Ebyo mu mirembe chokubiri, sura ya mukaga olunyirwa 28.
If there is famine in the land, if there is pestilence, if there is blight or mildew, locusts or caterpillars, if their enemies besiege them in the cities of the land, of their land, whatsoever plague or whatsoever sickness there is. Verse 29. Then whatsoever prayer or whatsoever supplication shall be made by any man or by all your people Israel, when each one shall know his own affliction and his own grief, and shall spread forth his hands in this house.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want a Bible with a clear English.
Which kind of Bible?
King James.
Okay, King James.
Second Chronicles chapter 6 verse
28.
If there shall be death in the land, if there shall be pestilences, if there shall be blasting or mildew, locusts or caterpillars, if their enemies besiege them in the cities of their land, whatsoever sore or whatsoever sickness there be.
Yes, you have
been praise you. Jesus much.
What about blasting? If there is Twitter, the pandemic.
If there are pandemics or blastings. This is a sickness which is made by human beings.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And that is why you see
it's
called COVID-19 according to mysteries you're going to move on here. Even though that it most spread the world in the year 2020. And that God had already told it to us here. But you think, why did it move on be called
COVID-19?
And they do not call it COVID-2020.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For this is a sickness planned and made. And God moved on to make schemes of them who made it to fall upon them. According to the few we read in the Psalms 9, and he speaks saying like this. Psalms chapter 9, verses
15. Mukama yetegezeza atukirizo musango Omubi akwatibwa mirimu gy'emikono gye.
Yes.
Aha. Omubi akwatibwa mirimu gy'emikono gye.
The wicked is snared in the works of his own hands.
Choino okumanya.
What you have to know.
Ekirwadde kya COVID-19.
The sickness of COVID-19.
Kigwa mu birwadde ebimanyiddwa nga blastings.
It falls in the sickness categorized as pestilences.
The pandemic.
These are pandemic diseases.
Naye nga enekoleddwa bantu.
But this is made by human beings.
Wabula abantu bano.
But these human beings.
Nga beekobanye ne Satan.
And they have connived with Satan.
Eggwanga eryerabira Katonda.
A nation which forgets God.
Tusomere onyoluddako tuwulire.
Read the next verse we hear.
Zaburi esura ey'omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu.
Psalms chapter 9 and the verse 17.
Ababi balidda mu magombe ge mawanga gonna ageerabira Katonda.
Yes.
Waliwo amawanga ageerabira Katonda gonna gamuvaako.
There are a nation which forgot good and they departed from him.
Ne gasalawo okwekobaana na Satan.
And they decided to connive with Satan.
Okukola obulwadde gwa COVID-19.
To make the sickness of COVID-19.
Wabula Katonda n'abakwasa olukwe lwabwe.
But God made their scheme fall upon them.
Kubanga okusooka baali babaze abaddugavu.
For first they had targeted the blacks.
Naddala Africa.
Mostly Africa.
Kubanga esubirwamu omulimu gwa Katonda ogw'enjawulo.
For out of it is expected God's special work.
Omulimu gwa Katonda ogusemba okusema zinga w'ensi.
God's final work on this planet Earth.
Ye revival n'okuliza obujja okw'ebintu byonna.
It's the revival and restoration of all things.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kale olw'ensonga eyo.
Now because of that,
tuyita abaweereza ba Katonda bonna.
We call all servants of God.
Abaana ba Katonda mwenna.
Children, all children of God.
N'abantu ba Katonda mwenna.
Even all people of God.
Okusingira ddala omubulizi w'enjiri Benny Hinn.
The evangelist Benny Hinn.
Abamanyi.
Those who know.
Era n'abo abaagala okumanya.
And those who want to know.
Era abeetegefu.
And those ready.
Okwegatta. Kukuitibwa kwensi yonna.
To join on the worldwide call.
Kukuitibwa kwensi yonna.
With the worldwide call.
Katonda kwaza subiza mawanga gonna.
The worldwide promised call. God has come promise all nations.
Wow, tuita God is worldwide promised call.
God is worldwide promised call.
Yes, yebazibwe
nyo. Praise Jesus much.
Eranga okuitibwa oku.
In that call.
Tuitibwa okukola wamune Katonda.
We are called to work together with God.
Mulimu gwo gusemba okusema zinga w'ensi.
This final work on this planet Earth.
No mulimu gwo gusemba okusema zinga w'ensi.
In that final work on the planet Earth.
The revival.
It's the revival.
No kudizibwa obujja.
In the restoration.
Okw'ebintu byonna.
Of all things.
Mugulu ne kunsi.
In the heavens and earth.
Era revival eyo.
In that revival.
Bayakolebwa nga tuyita mukuzza obujja enjiri ey'obulokozi ey'emirembe gyonna.
Then as we restore the gospel of salvation, the everlasting gospel.
Enjiri ey'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
It's the gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
In the kingdom of heavens.
Era nga n'ekigendererwa mu ekyo.
The intention in that.
Okusobola okulemesa ba Satan.
To be able to resist the devils.
Okukyusa okufuula ensi yonna nga Sodomo ne Gomorrah.
From turning the entire world into Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mpozi era n'okuteekateeka ensi yonna.
Maybe even to prepare the entire world.
Olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
For the second coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ.
N'enkomeero y'ensi.
And the end of the earth.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ketubudde tubayita mwenna.
That's why we've called you all.
Abaweereza ba Katonda. Okwetola ensi yonna.
Servants of God all over the world.
Ne mwenna abaana ba Katonda.
And all you children of God.
Ne mwenna abantu ba Katonda.
And all you people of God.
Abamanyiiko.
Those who know of.
N'abo abaagala okumanya.
And those who want to know.
Era abeetegefu okujoininga omulimu guno.
Who are ready to join this work.
Tulyoke tulwanise ekyama.
Then we may fight that mystery.
Kya COVID-19.
Of COVID-19.
Nebigendo kivamu oba omudumizi COVID-19.
Come out of it. Oh, the commander COVID-19.
Abasinga baluza chikawuka buka kaliyao.
Most think it's just a mere virus there.
Neba amukoranga commander.
But was made as a commander.
Binji byayino okudumira.
There are many things is meant to command.
Bastani bibalino tukiriza mu bantu.
The devils are to fulfill
him.
A commander, he just passed through. Wherever he passes is where they pass to establish their works.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
but to write you or to call you the child of God, God already wrote to you speaking like this. According to 1 John chapter 2 and the verse 3, and he tells you like this. First John chapter 2 in the verse 3.
Era kuchino kuchutegerera nga tumutegedde betukwate ebiragiro bye. Olunyo lwokuna ayogera nti mutegedde natakwata biragiro bye ye mulimba n'amazima tegali mwoyo. Olunyo lwokutaano naye buli akwata ekigambo kye mazima okwagala kwa Katonda nga kumaze okutuukirizibwa mwoyo. Baloyokana ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
First John chapter 2 and verse 3.
Baloyokana ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
First John chapter 2 verse 3.
Era ku kino kwe tutegerera nga tumutegedde bwe tukwata ebiragiro bye. Olunyo olw'okuna ayogera nti mutegedde n'atakwata biragiro bye ye mulimba n'amazima tegali mwoyo. Olunyo olw'okutaano.
Okay, katugende ku lw'ekkumi n'omunaana.
Let's go to the verse 18.
Ebbaluwa y'Yokaana ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omunaana.
First John chapter 2 verse 18.
Abaana abato, kye kiseera eky'enkomerero, era nga bwe mwawulira ng'omulabe wa Kristo ajja, ne kaakano waliwo abalabe ba Kristo bangi. Kyetuva tutegeera nga kye kiseera eky'enkomerero.
Upon which we understand
that's
the time of the end.
Waliwo abalabe ba Kristo bangi.
There are many antichrists.
Naye oluvannyuma lw'okubeera kw'abalabe ba Kristo nga bangi,
after being there of many antichrists,
Katonda yawandikira abantu bonna okuva ku bataata,
God wrote to all people from
abavubuka,
fathers, the youth,
n'abato,
even the young,
ng'abayita mu mulimu gwe gumu guno.
And he calls them in this same work.
Osoma olunyo lw'ekkumi n'esatu.
If you read verse 13
n'olw'ekkumi n'ennya
and the verse 14,
agamba bw'ati.
And he says like this.
Ebbaluwa y'Yokaana ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'esatu.
First John chapter 2 verse 13.
Mbawandiikira mmwe abakadde kubanga mutegedde oyo yabaawo okuva ku lubereberye. Mbawandiikira mmwe abavubuka kubanga muwangudde omubi. Mbawandiikidde mmwe abaana abato kubanga mutegedde Kitaffe. Olunyo lw'ekkumi n'ennya. Mbawandiikidde mmwe abakadde kubanga mutegedde oyo eyabaawo okuva ku lubereberye. Mbawandiikidde mmwe abavubuka kubanga mulina amaanyi n'ekigambo kya Katonda kibeera mu mmwe era muwangudde omubi.
So Katonda ayita abaweereza ba Katonda mwenna.
So God calls all servants of God from the whole world, whether you are old, whether you're father, whether you're young, whether you're a child, to join on this final work on this planet Earth, to fight the mystery of
COVID-19,
its wild intentions you've so far heard of,
you've
turning upside down all things. Yet we have to move this revival to resist that. Then he spoke of the work which is going to destroy or to resist the devils from turning this world as Sodom and Gomorrah, as they pass through mystery of
COVID-19.
And he speaks in Romans chapter 9 verse 28 up to 29, and he says like this.
Abaluumi esuula ey'omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu munaana.
Romans chapter 9 from verse 28.
Kubanga alikomekkereza omulimu era ng'agukola mu bufunze ne mu butuukirivu. Kubanga omulimu oguli mu bufunze Mukama gw'alikola ku nsi eno. Olunyiriri olw'abiri mu omwenda. Olunyiriri olw'abiri mu omwenda.
Verse 29.
Era nga Isaaya bwe yasooka okwogera nti, singa Mukama ow'Eggye teyatulekerawo zadde, twandifuuse nga Sodomu, era twandifaananyizibbwa nga Ggomola.
Yes. If God does not do this final work on this planet Earth,
you
servant of God, wherever you are in the whole world, a child of God, where you are in the whole world, you people of God, first of all, you evangelist Benny Hinn, whoever hears this message,
we
request they reach it into all servants of God, mostly the evangelist Benny Hinn, those who know of this work, and to tell them that this is the time, praise Jesus much. God, if he does not do this work, the world would have appeared as Sodom and Gomorrah. Homosexuality, men with men of his sex in every place.
Lesbianism,
women and women. All evil works which were in Sodom and Gomorrah. Bestiality, having sex with animals, joining with bodies made as robots and the others, and the world has gotten corrupted for lacking a rightful gospel because of the evil commander, the commander known as COVID-19, whom you did know, whom is him the real one. It's like a virus, but them Satan and his demons, they are the fallen angels known as the aliens, and they based in the places that we spoke of in the second
underground
part,
bankers in America,
the underground bankers in America and the whole world, under the ocean, even principalities in the airspace, when they connive nations which departed from God, and they made the sickness of COVID-19 to be a commander commanding that war to take over the whole world, that returns to the hands of the devil. Now this is what you have to know. As we began telling you that you need to know why that virus is called COVID-19, yet it was activated in the year 2020.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we told you all,
it
is required of you to know Satan's devices. I want to be revealed schemes behind the word COVID-19 by the Spirit of God. Bible first warns you in the 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. And it speaks this of Satan's devices. Second Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11.
Setani alemenga kutwe kulumbalizako. Kubanga tetulinga abata tegera nkweze.
Yes.
Setani aleme kutwe kulumbalizako.
Satan should not take advantage of us.
Kubanga tulinga abata tegera nkweze.
We are not ignorant of his devices.
Kati mwita gwo kutegira.
Now you need to understand.
Ruachaka ukakatawanyize siyo.
Why the virus which is troubling the whole world?
Haitwa COVID-19.
It's called COVID-19.
Nekataitwa COVID-2020.
It's not called COVID-2020. But that's when it was activated.
Now
you are going to know devices and you begin the fight very well. Remember I told you the year 2019. The year 19 was used in the kingdom of Satan before, which was known the Babylonian kingdom. And they attacked the house of God. And they attacked the house of the king. Attacked the city of Jerusalem. They attacked the people of God. According to those we heard in Jeremiah, chapter 52, the verse 12 up to 14. And it says like this. Jeremiah chapter 52, verses 12.
Olwomwezi gwe mwaka ogw'19 ogwa kabaka Nabukadduneza kabaka we Babuloni Nebuzaladeni omukulu w'abambowa eyayimiriranga mu maaso ga kabaka we Babuloni najja mu Yerusalemi.
Yes,
mwezi gwakutano.
In the fifth month, you know by the time we reached the month of May,
in the year 2020,
COVID-19,
in what is called COVID-19, that virus, and the whole world is aware of it, then they have locked down. But this captain, in the era of the Babylonian kingdom, he attacked in the 19th year. It's so mystical. The virus was built for some time and it matured. It reached a measure that they expected it in the year 2019. And its intentions, they appear like those in the verse 13.
Jeremiah chapter 52,
verse
13. Nayokya ennyumba ya Mukama n'ennyumba ya Kabaka n'ennyumba zonna ez'omu Yerusaalemi, buli nnyumba ennene yagyokya omuliro.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazi bwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So omwaka guno ogwa 19.
So this 19th year
gwakozesebwako dda obwakabaka bwa Sitaani.
Ever been used in the kingdom of Satan.
Wabula ebyama bingi ebiri mu mwaka guno ogwa 19.
But there are many mysteries in this 19th year.
Era nga twagambye.
And as I told you,
nti ekirwadde ekyo,
that sickness,
ekya COVID-19.
Of COVID-19. It's a sickness made. We remember in the year 2019, God warned us of the evil to come from the north. And he told us, you set a quick refuge. They should not deceive you that this sickness came from China officially. The sickness was made in north of America. And it was stolen off by the Chinese because of the economic war which is moving on now. According to Jeremiah, chapter 4, verse
6,
he spoke of it like this. Jeremiah chapter 4, and the verse 6.
Musimbo mutindo okwolekera Sayuni. Muteke ekiddukiro, mudduke muwone, temulwawo, kubanga ndireeta obubi obuliva obukiiko obwa kkono n'okuzikirira okunene.
Yes.
Yatugamba tuteekewo ekiddukiro ekyamangu.
Told us to set in place a quick refuge.
Kubanga waliwo obubi obwali buva mu mambuka.
There was evil which was to come from the north.
Amambuka gaata kunnyonnyolako bulungi mu butongole.
The north he did not officially explain
of,
but that north,
ekirwadde ekyo kyakulira mu mambuka ga Amerika mu butongole.
Sickness was made in the north of America officially.
Abamu kubagagga n'abasawo,
some of the rich and the doctors,
abakiteekamu sente nga beekobana n'emizimu,
who sponsored it and put money in it conniving with demons,
abakolagana ne basitaani,
as they work with the devils.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye
but
bw'oteeka mu dictionary ekigambo 19,
if you put the word 19 in your dictionary,
baina bibagenda okunnyonnyola,
there are a things that going to explain to you
today. Eyo mu dictionary yo katono,
get back to there in your dictionary.
Abeeko bibakugamba,
and they tell you some things
kubanga bakunnyonnyola,
because they explain to you
nabagamba,
and they say
nti enamba eno 19,
that this number 19
number obachi bayita cardinal number,
it's a cardinal number
eri wakati wa 18,
which is between 18
na 20
and 20.
Eri wakati wa 18 na 20,
between 18 and 20.
Eri ina makuru,
and it has a meaning.
Eri ina makuru agenja wulu,
it has a meaning
agaje kwisim
hidden within it.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus
much.
To be that's in the middle, it's a cardinal number. Ekigambo kyo cardinal ogenda kitegeera.
What cardinal you're going to understand it.
Kirimu amakulu ageekwesi.
In it is hidden meaning.
Agabikula ennamba eya 19.
Which reveal that number 19.
Era nga geewuunyisa.
It's amazing.
Ndi ennamba eno eri wakati.
That this number is in the middle.
Wa 18.
Of 18.
Kitegeeza nga mu 18.
It means in 18.
Eno mu Africa.
Here in Africa.
Myaka ogwe 18 babagamba nti oba okuze.
If you make 18 years, they say you've grown and you're an adult.
Era mu gwe 19 oba wetwala bwetwazi.
In 19 you are now independent. When you reach 20, you
walk,
really the normal take charge and control you from your home. Now they put in the midst of these years, and the sickness was targeted to have matured. It is said that this number 19 is the last and the largest number among the numbers known as the teens, and they calculated on it in the extreme works of the devils, which will be brought to spread the whole world.
He
said this number 19,
it's
the last or the largest number in the numbers known as the teens.
Like 14.
Okay. We
come
13, 14. 14.
14.
It is the largest. And it was chosen. It has a great sign. It means Satan is extremely
powerful.
And it takes over the whole world.
When nobody COVID-19.
Right. Outspeak COVID-19. They tried to see.
Ngabuli guanga wodi na mumu radomo murangi di rabategiri.
Every nation, whether you have even one sick, you have to announce them that they know.
Kitu se mubukazibwa chumuri kifu.
It's rich in its scope, covered all those areas. The whole world.
What did you manage?
You did know those secrets. Now they're out there thinking. Everyone is ignorant. We have God who never dwells in children of men, and he bases above the heavens. According to Job chapter 28, verse 24. And he sees through all the heavens and earth, and he reveals all secrets. Something you move to understand.
Number,
it's the last number and the largest in the numbers falling under the teens. From
13,
14, 14,
14,
14
15,
15,
16,
16,
17,
17,
18,
18,
19.
19. That it indicates the last work of the devils, extreme. And it is so big, consuming the whole world. It's enlarged, consuming the whole world.
And
that's how it came to pass in that number. Now all you out in the world, you have to hold on God to tell you what's moving on.
For
there are hidden mysteries you don't know of.
COVID-19 vaccine.
COVID-19 virus.
COVID-19 vaccine.
COVID-19 vaccination.
That vaccine
is going to come.
What did you say, COVID 2020 vaccine?
Why was it not called COVID 2020 vaccination?
COVID-19 vaccine.
But they have called it COVID-19 vaccination. It has to spread the world. If it passes by 1919, that's the far it goes. Yes. As God who is doing the final work.
The greatest and last revival and restoration.
And last revival and restoration.
They
to have extreme evil works they are doing to spread them
worldwide.
As God is calling people in his final work in the worldwide call.
Now,
that word cardinal number, it means
a fundamental importance.
means a fundamental importance. Importance is hidden within it. Fundamental importance.
Ekigambo COVID-19 kyekweseemu emiganyulo gy'aba sitaani egy'okukyankalanya ensi n'okusaanyawo abantu.
That the word COVID-19 is hidden fundamental importance of the devils to mess the world and destroy humanity.
Gwe biteeke mugundi yo bajja bikuwa.
You lock it in your.
Gwe teeka mu butesi ndi oba kye tuyita 19 bakutandike.
You put 19 such a what
means? Oteeka mu kye bayita cardinal.
Look for the meaning of a cardinal number. Put it in there, you will see. Now, the problem you have,
when we
light of the word, first told us, Jeremiah 52, verse 12 of
Martin,
that here was used by the devils attacked the house of God and the people of God.
Now,
originally, we went search what it means.
Nibakugamba it is a cardinal number.
And they told you it's a cardinal number
between 18 and 19.
Umakatika 18 na 2.
Otegedde amakulu g'ekyo.
You understood the meaning of that.
Yana nibakugamba nti ye number esemba yo.
They told you it's the last number.
Eresinga obugazi.
The largest in the teens.
Nga yakozesebwa.
It was used.
Okuindicating omulimu gw'abasitaani ogusemba yo ku nsi.
Indicate the last works of the devils on the world. Which is going to be large, consume the whole world as we've seen that virus. But
they
explained to you that this cardinal number, it means a fundamental importance. And it's crucial. It's essential.
Kirina ebigendererwa.
It has intentions
ebyokujjamu mu future,
of coming within the future.
Nga bwe kitandika,
and when it begins,
bayina bye basuubira bingi ebyokutuukako.
There are many others they expect to reach on.
Nga biri extremely important,
and they're extremely important.
Nga bya mugaso nnyo eri obwakabaka bwa Satani.
Extremely important to the kingdom of Satan.
Kati bakozesa gwe namba.
Now they use the number.
And you sang,
it spread the world.
Era ne bakakasanga buli gwanga weriri.
They proved
lino okulangira abalwadde baalyo.
Nation where it is, it announces its sick.
N'abafa.
And those who die of it.
Ate bafa n'abawona. Enamba mulino sigalanga mugirangira nga yemu.
And those who get healed, you still speak out the same number.
Chama.
Let me give you a separate. You count like this.
Tulina,
we have
so far
300 COVID-19 cases of people.
Tandika,
or we begin.
Tulina ko abakafa,
we have so far those who've died.
20
people.
Abawonye,
we have those healed. 30. Total number of COVID-19.
Abarwadde,
the sick.
Nimugambe daba libi
13. Still you say there are 300.
Abawonye tamina babala nabafudde namba sigala yeyo. Oba ino kumanya kituusewa.
They have to know where it has reached.
Zina ndoza cyandi badde bwe.
I think it would be like this.
Tulina abalwadde ba COVID-19 mu gwanga lino bwe bati.
COVID-19 cases in Uganda this number. There are 300.
Kuonyeko babiri.
Two have been healed.
Babiri bafudde.
Two are dead.
Enamba esigaddewo.
The remaining number.
Bali bisatu mu bali bibiri mu
296.
Nesiwe bati babali.
They don't reduce like that.
Kubanga okusinjira kubyama.
Because according to Misraels.
Ebiri mu namba eyo.
Those in that number.
Baba ina kubanga omugaso namba esembayo atenga ngazeri no ekirwadde kiba kino okulya nnyo
and large the sickness has
baino kakasanga ensi yonna ekifunyeko.
They have to prove the whole world has had it.
Baino kakasanga abantu bonna bafunye COVID-19 vaccine.
All people have gotten COVID-19 vaccination.
Watanda manya bya mabiri mu kigambo 19.
You is not yet known misprison the word 19.
COVID-19.
COVID-19.
Yes, you
have raised Jesus much. You've moved to understand.
I've
seen the world where we are.
But
God kills plans of the crafty.
But
he says in Job chapter
5,
verses 12 to
13,
that God will frustrate devices of the crafty like today. Job chapter 5 from verse 12.
Emikono jawe nijitayinza kutukiriza bebatandise.
Yes.
Jukira bebatandika.
Remember the one who began.
Satan.
Satan.
Ngaita mizimu je.
Passing through his demons.
Beba malaika abagwa.
Fallen angels.
Beba malaika abagwa.
They are the fallen angels.
Abasinga abamanyidwa ngaba aliens.
Who are known as the aliens.
Baina base satu.
They have three bases.
Underground bankers.
The underground bankers.
Zisinga nyo mu America ni wankuba dezi mwenye nsi
yona. They are mostly in America though they have spread the world.
Kusinina kubiri mu Isaiah sureyo yabiri mu mwenda.
According to Isaiah 29.
15 mpaka 16.
Verse 50 to 16.
Baina underwater.
They have the underwater.
Wasi munyanja.
Under the ocean.
Wali omulongo tigwa abo mukuru.
Where there is their great mess.
Irana go guli wali mu Bermuda Triangle kuri na America.
At Bermuda Triangle nearing America.
Kusinina ku Ezekiel yabiri mu musanga.
According to Ezekiel 27.
Ulinyoli soka.
Verses 1.
Bakuloku
up to 5. They have principalities in the sky. Right, there are many scientists. They are evolved in the thing. The scheme is broad. It's not small. When you move on, get explained the word cardinal number. It's taken as
It's a cardinal direction. This
sickness, it's involved in it much science. It directs, but it starts from the north.
It
goes to the south of America.
It
goes to east.
China
is called
west.
It goes to west.
Europe.
Go look in there, you will see. They hid as they claim. Holy Spirit came yesterday.
He
took me in one field. As I spoke these very things.
You
remember we studied all numbers with the meaning. But you remember again. Go tell my people. All the mysteries hidden in that number. Why? Why that virus?
It's
called COVID-19.
Not called COVID-2020.
Yet, the year it must spread the whole world. Why the
vaccination?
It's called COVID-19 vaccination. The target is broad.
He
said that cardinal number.
It's
related as cardinal directions.
To
direct how it's going to move, spread the world for it. And the large number, but begins from the north. It goes to the south. It goes to east.
And
enters west. It's a calculation targeted.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
There was a number of Judy.
I think you've heard what's in the number. But
the
Bible says in Daniel that these are not revealed by us. But we have a God who does not dwell in children of men. He who bases above the heavens. And reveal all secrets.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. Let's read in Daniel we hear.
Daniel chapter 2 verse
27.
Daniel nadiramu maso ga kabaka nayogera nti ekyama kabaka chawaliriza abagezigezi tebayinza kukiraga kabaka ne wakubadde abafumo ne wakubadde abasawo ne wakubadde abalaguzi olwabirimu omunana. Naye waliwo Katonda mu ggulu abikkula ebyama. Era ategeezezza Kabaka Nabukadduneza ebiribawo mu nnaku ez'enkomerero.
Oyo.
Yim. He reveals the secret. He sends his Holy Spirit.
All
this speaks in the John chapter
16.
Starting from verse 12 up to 15.
The
Spirit will reveal even things to come. I want to take you to the word teen. You write the word 19.
19.
Let's write it in English 19.
They are going to
get out the word teen alone.
T-double-E-N.
T-double-E-N. I tell you the mystery in the word teen you see.
Bible yasoka na etugamba.
Bible first told us.
Okusinzira mo Baromi mo Moruka.
According to Luke.
Esule yomunana.
Chapter 8.
Orunyiri orwe 10 omukaga.
Verse 16.
Baka 17.
Up to 17.
Igamba ndi.
It says that.
Tebakoreza tabaza ne bagiteeka mu kibu.
They don't light the lamp, put it in the basket.
Oba wansi we kitanda.
Under the bed.
Ne bagiteeka ku kikondo kyetabaza.
But they put it on the lampstand.
Ne mulisiza amawanga.
It lightens to nations.
Yana agamba tewali kitamanyibwa.
And they said nothing which was unknown.
Ne wankubadde kitabikulwa.
Never not revealed.
Ekitali bikulwa ne kireetwa mu musana.
Won't be revealed, brought out in light.
Katusome tuwulire.
Let's read we hear.
Luke sura y'omunana n'olunyiriri olwe 16.
Luke chapter 8 in the verse 16.
Era tewali akoleza tabaza n'agisaanikira mu kibbo oba kugisa wansi w'ekiriri naye agisa ku kikondo abayingiramu balabe bweyaka. Olwe 17. Kubanga tewali kigambo ekyakisibwa ekitalirabisibwa newaakubadde ekyakwekebwa ekitalimanyibwa nekirabika mu musana.
Yes.
Tewali kigambo.
There's no word.
Ate kigambo tini kyokka.
Now the word teen alone.
Okuva ku 19. Giwandike mu luzungu.
Right. 19 in English. And get out teen.
Kati jako 9.
Get off 9.
Kubanga 9 naye nabiyetegeza.
For 9 too has what it means.
Emyezi omwenda.
The 9 months. A child spent the womb and the virus had to be birthed in that year. It had to be birthed in the world in that year. But when you look to the word teen, see its birth and the harm within it. But they say light is what reveals the things. It's that of the word. As in Psalms 119, verses 105, he speaks like this. Psalms 119, verse 105. Yes. His word is a lamp. And we pass through the word to bring you all this. As we refer to you what is
your
word in your dictionary, and you see schemes and devices. Satan's devices and his demons, the fallen angels. How they connive with nations to
forget God.
And they met a sickness with wild intentions. Now the word teen.
Ekiva mu kigambo 19 oba 19.
From the word 19. Yes.
Okusookera ddala.
First of all,
bakugamba.
They tell you.
Nti kigambo.
It's a word.
Okukitwalizaamu kyonna.
All together.
Kiba kiraga obungi. Kiraga obungi bw'ekintu.
Indicates the quantity of a thing.
It is a natural number used to indicate quantity.
It's a natural number used to indicate quantity.
And
in it are many, many things. Now the
many,
they were hidden in the word teen.
T-double-E-N.
T-double-E-N. The meaning of that word. First of all, grief, causing grief. Causing grief and sorrow to all. The sickness came, these are first the initial works it first put in the people. The second, grief and sorrow.
Trouble.
To bring troubles.
byonna biri mu kigambo
tiri. They are all in the word teen.
Okuva mu kigambo 19.
From the word 19.
Yes, wachi muri and COVID-19 kuleta mitawana.
19 to bring troubles.
Vexation.
Vexation.
Oba kye tuyita okunyiza.
An act of annoying, causing annoyance in the people. Annoyance.
Muwanga ganyiga gane garwana gane.
Get annoyed with each other, fight each other.
Bete mangu bagwe mugeena nga tebenenyeza.
Kill each other, they fall in hell before repenting.
Mm.
Yes.
Olabye obukambwe.
You see the how it's
mujaliyo musansi ne technology no byasosewo.
Still in science and technology, this is beyond.
Kitegeza obukambwe
means
obuchayi.
Grief and sorrow.
Ntiba chikola bakambwe.
Made it with grief. And they have hated humanity. We have to kill them with all form of killings.
Bible
says in Psalms chapter 10. Start from verse
105.
It says these words on that issue.
Zaburi ya sura ya 10 ndolo nyiriyo lusoka.
Psalms chapter 10 from verse 1.
Kiche chikuyimirizisiza ewala ayi mukama. Kiche kwekwesezza mu bire byennaku.
Ibiro byennaku.
These are times of trouble.
Kama tasirisenga tubade tulowoze.
Not silent as we thought.
Naina ya tulinze ko tudde jali.
But he waits us to return to him.
Nga bali balete naku tuvume katonda.
For the others brought troubles, we abuse God.
Ngabaita mu COVID-19 kigambe echo
COVID-19 that one.
Ekirwadde eki kikoli mecho.
Sickness that
omudumizi wabwe.
Their commander.
Mukubunya ensi ebisiyaga.
Spread homosexuality in the world.
Abasajja n'abasajja nga begadanga.
Men and men having sex.
Abakazi n'abakazi.
Women and women.
Okwegadanga n'ensolo.
Committing
ebikolwa ebyobwenzi.
Acts of profane.
Okugwagwara kwensi.
The profaning of the world.
Ngabagala katonda wakiri abokye bonna omuliro nga Sodoma ne Gomora.
They want God at least
satani bazikirire wamu n'abantu mugeyena.
Fire the devils be destroyed with people in hell.
Chebaliko kunsiyo najiwamba.
What they are up
to
capture the whole world.
Ekigambo COVID-19 chekitegeza.
It's not the word COVID-19.
Chekitegeza butegeza kawuka kukanga buwoka ulia.
Does not just mean a virus as you hear it.
Commander wa majega satani aliwuka kanu.
Commander of the armies of Satan who is now.
Mkuchami ensi nukujibu na yonanga bajichami.
The world as they spread perverting it.
So kunsomele zaburi yotulabe.
You first read that Psalms we see.
Zaburi ya sura ya 10 n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Psalms chapter 10 verse 2.
Mumalala agomubi omwavu ayiganyizibwa nnyo. Bakwatibwa mu nkweze bateesa.
Bateesa.
They plant.
Mukama n'agana yibakwatibwa mu nkwe era kyetuva tuzibabikulira mu mwenna abali mu
nsi. They be captured in their device, that's why we reveal them to you.
Twice mwenna abaweereza ba Katonda okwetula ensi yonna.
We call you all servants of God all over the world.
Abaana ba Katonda.
Children of God.
N'abantu ba Katonda.
People of God.
Katonda.
Those who love God.
Era abamanyiko ku mulimu ogusembayo.
Those who know of the final work.
Abamanyiko kuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna.
Those who know of the worldwide call.
Umulimu gwa Katonda ogusemayo kusemazinga wensi.
God's final work on this planet Earth.
Revival.
Revival.
N'okudizibwa obujja okw'ebintu byonna.
Restoration of all things.
Okuyita mu kuzza obujja enjiri y'obulokozi.
Restored gospel of salvation.
Enjiri y'emirembe gyonna.
Gospel which is everlasting.
Enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness.
Mujje.
You come.
Tugatte tukole omulimu gwe.
We join, do this work.
Buli ekyokozesebwa Mukama yakibikkudde.
Everything to be used, God revealed.
Olaba kubuulira ekyamanga kino.
If he tells you a mystery like this,
loza kikyata yinza
kwogera. You think what can he not speak?
Ulire enyirira eziddako mu Zaburi
yano. Listen the next verses in the Psalms.
Zaburi esula ye 10 n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Psalms chapter 10 verses 3.
Kubanga omubi yenyumiriza olw'okwegomba kw'omutima gwe. N'omukodo yeegaana era anyooma Mukama.
Ibanyoomye Katonda baalikola bakyawu.
Did it when they have hatred on God.
Okusinna ku kigambo tini kyokka ekiva ku 19.
The word tin alone coming from 19.
Ajiribu kyetutegeera. Tugenda kutta abantu.
We are going to kill these people.
Tugenda bafuula ebiwe nnemeku.
We are going to turn them to monsters.
Insolo zona tuzifule fule. Omanyo mukambo buli emabega wa COVID-19.
A wrath behind COVID-19.
Wouli na kigambo.
You just hear a word.
Abachikola bo bamanyi.
Bosu did it know.
Sitani ne mizimuje.
Satan and his demons.
Amalaika abagwa.
The fallen angels.
Amanyi dwanga ba aliens.
Known as the aliens.
Nabeko banye na mwanga agava Katonda. Nga America.
Which departed from God like America.
ngabakambwe ngabaleta emitawana
they breed troubles, they are tired. Turn them into monsters. The topic we finished about. The grief and anger. We change animals. Animals, humans, we mix his creations. You know, hatred. The word
teen
from 19, COVID-19. You finish the Psalms. Psalms chapter 10, verses 4. What is God? They're so filled of wrath and anger. As they hit the secret COVID-19, they have hatred and anger. You know, if you move on into that word teen,
to exit.
To exit.
To
tear up emotions of different things. Man to lust. And desire COVID-19 vaccination, you see what it does. You are a man, you feel you are desiring your fellow man. You know, to exit, to stir emotions up. Emotions which are not even normal. Which you've never experienced. And where they put mists governing
bosses,
where there are powers of darkness.
5, 6, 7G network.
5, 6, 7G networks. Everything they're going to stare at. A woman will feel emotions to marry a fellow woman.
COVID-19
is not enough. But God tells it to you today.
My.
If you go break it. We've not brought corona.
COVID
alone.
We wanted to hit the word 19.
And you see the hatred and the wrath within it. Other of COVID, you get explained it in science. In science, the
experience,
it's made. It's made just. And they end you there. And you feel you want to unclothe yourself. Like these boys of NUP taking off clothes. They walk naked like that. Emotions have come on them. You're going to find people with unusual situations you've never seen in them. You find someone not lame, but they walk with their legs and their hands. They feel like they're an animal.
You
think it's food as you hear a COVID-19. If we do not enter revival, be moved by the Holy Spirit in power.
Started,
he has to come in a body to help sustain us in these situations. The situation is not easy. They've said it means to stir emotions, exit, stir emotions,
to provoke.
To provoking?
Kusindikiriza.
You provoked someone. To do what they shouldn't do. To provoking them. And now someone asks, Africans, how are you going to leave? It's conning, provoking them.
Yeah.
All in the word teen from 19. To afflict. To great affliction.
kutulugunya.
To afflict. Since COVID came, the afflictions. When it catches you up, it doesn't first kill you, it torments you first.
But
as it torments you,
already tormented businesses,
all businesses, they are collapsing. Only affliction
of
human beings. Satan and his demons going to afflict humans. That's why you still joking with COVID. Instead of running to God,
you
follow conditions that you be saved. You think those who made it, they are your friends. Which departed from God and connived, we should not draw close to them. This word is large, afflicting, tormenting, causing trouble.
Just because
COVID-19.
My.
Listen other things within it.
To injure.
To put injury on you. Except with COVID, you remain with an injury. You'll be a scorn in the public. Injury begins from the pocket. Business collapse. Eyes are protruded. That's why some of those who lead those campaigns, they are very tough. You've refused. They are going to beat you, attack you. Very tough. They are not themselves. They did it to cause injury. Injury the world in those who live in it. That is the code you've heard.
COVID-19 vaccine.
They are going to inject it to humanity. Who's the injected them? They turn to monsters. Now that the eye got to protrude like that, their face got disfigured. I wish people's ears in the world, they all open up.
To become distressed.
You feel you are distressed.
I feel stressed.
Now, 2021,
wait.
You do not run to God. They are going to press you, squeeze you.
Distress.
You can't get distressed.
So what is sent? What is merit?
No money, no food, no nothing. You hear the word COVID-19. You think it's a story. Satan
has
demons, the fallen angels.
The aliens.
They got from the curse by which they were chased from heaven. They met. And the intention they said, go to strike us and we look all ugly like this.
We
to strike people in his image and likeness.
We
to do harm upon them. But God is good. I would have spoken of the 9, but I will not speak much of it. But in all we know, God spoke in the Psalms 9, verses 20, as he says like this. Psalms chapter 9, verses 20. Start from verse 19.
Zaburi esule iyo mwenda nolu nyiriri ole 19.
Psalms 9 verses 19.
Golokoka ayi mukama abantu balemengo kuwangula.
Yes.
What does You
know there are men within everything. They are into economic wars. America, China and the others. But they will not prevail. All you servants of God hear this outcry. This call. Come, we join, do a great work. We put the quick refuge.
It's
the gospel of salvation. The gospel of the kingdom of God. And the righteousness. The kingdom of heaven.
People
can go back home in their heavens. The world is going
wide.
If they preach the gospel of kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Zaburi ya sura ya 9 noru nyiriri ole 19.
Psalms chapter 9 verses 19.
Golokoka ayi mukama abantu balemengo kuwangula amawanga gashalirwa musango mu masogo. Olinyola 22.
Verse 20.
Obatise ayi mukama amawanga getegere nga bantu buntu.
Yes.
Ba kunkome bajja tegeranga nawo wadebe ko banne
Satan. And they will understand that they have connived with Satan.
Nayi nabo bulijjo bantu.
But they are just mere men.
Ande na nabe ko banana nayi nabo bagenda ku kifo ekyo
wadde. People who connive with Satan are going to die the same sickness.
Satan tayina mikwano.
Satan has the friendship.
Yabali mambo bafudde ba mikwano.
Sift that has made them his friends.
Wabula mu bufunze.
But in the brief.
Yeso ngalwache kirwadde kiyitibwa COVID-19.
Reason why the sickness is called COVID-19.
Ibyo nabyo uulidde bigwa mu echo.
All those you've had fall in that.
Imukwebye ebintu ebisatu.
Some of those three things.
Ebyabaawo.
Which happened.
Ebintu ebisatu ebiyekyama.
The three mysterious things.
Ebyabaawo mu mwaka ogwa 2019.
Which happened in the year 2019.
Nabya kuleta we nchuka chuka.
And they are to affect and the entire world till the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. One of it we've gone far. The third. Now we are going to come the other time and we go in the depth of the other two. The repentance of evangelist Benny Hinn on the date of seconds. In the month of September, the year 2019, God was up to what? The vision God gave evangelist Benny Hinn. It was the 13th of October. October 2019.
And
there is a mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Revival and restoration of all things to come from Uganda and to reach the world by the year 2022. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.